and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he's calling down the corridor on his hands and knees. Oh, Charlie stole the handle and the train it won't stop going. Oh, he took the door down.
Come capite dalle note in sottofondo, The Locomotive Breath, il respiro della locomotiva, uno dei tanti grandi successi dei Jethro Tull. E abbiamo l'onore di avere al telefono Mr. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. Good morning, Mr. Anderson, and thank you for your time and your pleasure. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. The first question, la prima domanda, la dico prima in italiano. Le dà ancora soddisfazione vedere diverse generazioni ai concerti, magari i ragazzi che cantano Equilong, nonostante non fossero nemmeno nati? How do you feel seeing people of different ages, different generations, attending your concerts? Young kids singing every word of Equilong, despite they were not even born when you wrote the song?
It's a little bit like having a family lunch on a Sunday when you have three generations of people sitting together around the table. And that's always a pleasure to hear the words of children, young adults, and senior citizens all together. So it's a bit like our traditional Sunday lunch. That's why the French call us the roast beef. Because we sit down to eat roast beef for Sunday lunch, and yes, it's a family gathering of many generations.
È praticamente una famiglia, una foto di famiglia con tre generazioni a un pranzo della domenica che insieme si ritrovano e fanno delle cose normali come mangiare roast beef e parlare e cantare le canzoni di questa canzone. Fa praticamente fa parte di questo di questa tradizione. Dunque, lei ha suonato ovunque con tanti artisti straordinari, da Pavarotti ai Led Zeppelin, ma se le chiedessi una fotografia della sua carriera, cosa le verrebbe in mente? You played with so many big names from Gianni Pavarotti to Led Zeppelin, but if I asked for one snapshot only of your entire career, what will you put in it?
Well, maybe having Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden step onto the platform behind me at Canterbury Cathedral about 3 or 4 years ago, when Bruce was one of my guests, and that was quite a memorable moment, hearing him singing in such a huge building, and he didn't need a microphone. he began just singing at the back with his very, very loud, clear voice, and it was a very memorable moment. I think for him, too, he specifically said, I want to start this song with no microphone, just with my voice in the acoustic space. And it was a very emotional and memorable little moment.
Allora, una volta era in una cattedrale insieme a Bruce Dickinson, lui stava cantando una canzone, ovviamente al microfono, e a un certo punto ha invitato Ian Anderson a avvicinarsi e gli ha fatto iniziare una canzone senza microfono. Ha trovato molto emozionante cantare insieme a Bruce Dickinson in questa cornice molto, molto speciale. Mr. Anderson, ci sono leggende varie su come ha imparato a suonare il flauto e tutti gli altri strumenti che in questi anni si sentono in tutti gli album. Oggi, cosa le piacerebbe imparare a suonare? You play the flute, the recorder, and several other instruments, and there are several stories about how you learn to play all of them. But tell us something, is there any instrument you'd love to learn and play now?
The instrument I've always wanted to be able to play, perhaps because it is, in many ways, like the flute, quite close to the human voice, and in its expression as a solo instrument. The instrument is the violin, but the violin is very difficult to play well, and I can think of nothing worse than being a bad violin player, or even a violin player that wasn't very good. Then that would be torture for me, and even more torture for anyone who heard it. So, yes, the violin, but forget it. I would never be good enough.
Dunque, tra i tantissimi strumenti che Anderson suona, e ce ne sono veramente tanti, gli piacerebbe suonare bene il violino, perché un conto è suonare il violino male ed è proprio un disturbo all'ascolto, e un conto invece è saperlo suonare bene, quindi quello potrebbe essere la sua prossima avventura. Ultima domanda, vede qualche gruppo, qualche artista che in qualche modo può definire come il suo erede musicale? The very last question, Mr. Anderson, talking about nowadays and young musicians, who or which band you see as your musical successors, if you see any?
Well, there are a few, I think, who've not just been influenced by Jethro Tull, but been influenced by many bands of that era of music when we began. And of course you can look around and read about that on the internet. I mean, I mentioned Bruce Dickinson. The members of Iron Maiden were I think they started a little while after Jethro Tull, but you know, we were an influence to mm-hmm. Iron Maiden. They actually recorded one of our songs on their album. A few days ago I was with Joe Bonamassa, and of course he too was included one of our songs on his first album, and that was, we were one of his many influences. Mark Almond of Soft Cell, you know, an unlikely one, but he was influenced by Jethro Tull. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, you know, was said that Aqualung was one of his favorite songs when he was growing up. So yes, of course we've had a lot of influence on a lot of people, and young musicians today, they go back and they listen to the music that was the music that formed the generation before, and they listen to it, they're moved by it, and sometimes kids in their teens and twenties are learning the music of Jethro Tull or Led Zeppelin or Iron Maiden or whoever it might be. But we have 50 years of rock and roll to choose from.
Dunque, non ha fatto dei nomi specifici, a dire la verità, su quelle che sono le nuove generazioni. Ha parlato a lungo con altri suoi colleghi musicisti, aveva intravisto qualcosa di particolare negli anni 70 con i Sex Pistols e altre formazioni. Devo essere sincero, mi sono un po' perso nella traduzione di questa risposta, anche perché qualche ovviamente qualcosa mi sfugge. Thank you so much, Mr. Anderson, for being with us this morning, and enjoy Italy.
It's a great pleasure, and it's a great sunny day, and I woke up this morning, which is always a good start to the day.
Thank you very much. A big hug.
Bye.
Aqualung. cold. An old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Leg hurting bad as he bends to pick a docket. He goes down to the bog and wants his weed. Feeling alone, the armies of the road. Salvation and alone, a cup of tea. Aqualung, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see.
What?